Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. And Michael Wasagejig Price is Anishinaabe. He's dedicated much of his career for the past few decades to tribal colleges and the Native American community in northern Minnesota. He's been serving as science faculty, senior administrator, and in program development at area tribal colleges and at Bemidji State University. And Michael's passionate about the Ojibwe language revitalization movement and recently received his teaching certificate in Ojibwe language from Bemidji State University. And he's also passionate about astronomy. And I heard Michael speak about something he called Indigenous astronomy at a community event one cold morning last winter. And I've been hoping he'd share his knowledge with our listeners ever since. And he's in the studio now. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
Explain what Indigenous astronomy is.
Well, astronomy is the study of the stars, the moon, the planets, and all of the celestial bodies. Indigenous astronomy is that same body of knowledge, only from a specific indigenous culture. And what we're finding out is that almost all indigenous communities around the world have had their star knowledge, their knowledge of the heavens, the knowledge of the movement of the stars. And so along with our language revitalization, indigenous language revitalization, there's also revitalization of our astronomical knowledge, our knowledge of the skies.
Mm-hmm. And how was this ignited in you to really dig in and learn more?
Well, this was an interesting journey for me. As a young man, I didn't grow up knowing my language and my culture. My mother went through residential school and for 9 years and lost her language and her identity and her culture. So she wasn't able to teach me those things. But as a young man, one of the first questions I had about the language was, what does our family name mean? Wasagejig. And so I began to inquire with different elders who knew the language. And of course, pretty much everyone I talked to said, well, Wase means bright or illuminous. And Gejig means sky. So bright sky. And I thought, wow, that's a beautiful name, you know, that my mother's maiden name. But when I would talk to other elders, they would say, well, Gejig means the daytime. So, okay, day, sky, I can see the connection there. And then one year we went to visit our family at Manitoulin Island at Wiquimacong, and I talked to my mother's cousin, Eko Wasagejig, and I asked him about the name. And he said that Gejig means cedar tree. Of course, here I am, like a young, fresh out of college, you know, Western educated young man, and this totally scrambled my brain. How could Gejig mean both sky, day, and cedar tree? Mm-hmm. And so I began to inquire. There was something here that I wasn't understanding. And that was in 1988, and it wasn't until 10 years later in 1998 that I met an elder from Winnipeg, and I asked him, I have a question for you. Why does Gejig mean both sky and cedar tree? And his name was Tobasanaquik Kanyu. He was one of the best, greatest teachers I ever had. And he said, well, Michael, he said, this name goes back to an old creation story that we don't tell anymore. And it talks about how our ancient ancestors came down from the star world, and they came through a bugulne gejig, a hole in the sky, and then they climbed down a giant cedar tree, and then they populated the earth. So gejig is what connects the earth with the sky, with the star world, which is both sky and both the cedar tree. So in our Anishinaabe culture, the cedar tree is our sacred tree. We use the boughs in medicines. We use it to smudge with. We use it to build canoes. The cedar is very much a part of our being, mm-hmm. in essence. So after I learned that story from him, I was just blown away. I was starving for my ancestral knowledge that had somewhat been elusive, almost disappeared from the past. And so I began this journey to learn the language and also to learn about the stars. Today, when I walk out into a cedar bog And I think about that story. I feel nothing but reverence when I walk into among the cedars. And I love standing up next to a cedar tree and looking straight up. Another teaching with that story was that that when the Pleiades, which we call the Bug on Aegisic, when it aligns with the cedar trees, that's the beginning of our new year. So Bibun means winter, and it also means year. So it was fascinating knowledge, and I couldn't get enough of it.
No kidding. And so since that day, you've been learning all kinds of star stories, cultural stories that go along with the constellations.
Yes. During this journey, I come to learn about other indigenous communities and what were their star stories and how did they see the stars. Some of the things I learned is that the Zuni people and the Pueblo people down in New Mexico and Arizona, they watched the Pleiades star cluster. And when the Pleiades would disappear below the horizon in the late spring, that's when they would begin to plant their corn. And for approximately 37 days, the Pleiades would be invisible to humans in that region. And at the end of that time period, all of a sudden the Pleiades would rise on the eastern horizon just before dawn. Mm-hmm. And when the Pleiades became visible again, they stopped planting. Because if they planted any more beyond that, they took a risk of losing their corn crops too late in the year. So a lot of tribes learned how to plant their crops, and they learned how to monitor their growth, the growth rate of their traditional foods by watching the movement of the stars. Another thing I learned, too, the ancient Polynesians were navigating the largest ocean in the world, the Pacific Ocean, using their knowledge of the stars. The ancient Polynesians being the native peoples from the Pacific Islands, from Hawaii to New Zealand, to Easter Island. And for 1,000 years before Columbus landed on the shores here, they were navigating these islands. At nighttime, they would watch the movement of the stars, as well as the rise and setting of the moon and the sun, to navigate at night. During the daytime, they would watch the wave directions. They would watch the color of the clouds, which reflected an island just below the horizon. And they would watch the migratory patterns of birds, because birds usually fly in straight lines to an island. And so they had this incredible ability to navigate the ocean without any type of instrumentation, but just watching the stars and the environment.
Wow. Could you talk a little bit about, well, let's say I see the Big Dipper, because that's what I've been taught that is, you know. Could you talk a little bit about how, according to indigenous astronomy, there might be something else somebody sees when they see the Big Dipper or the Little Dipper?
Yes, the Big Dipper, from an Anishinaabe standpoint, and keep in mind that these stories vary from community to community. A lot of our stories kind of evolve through the oral tradition. So the story might be slightly different in another community than it is here. But what I've come to learn is that the Big Dipper actually is what we call the fisher, which is one of the largest mammals of the weasel family. And if you look at the dipper and look at the bail or the pail, you'll see that that's the fisher's body. And if you look, I guess going to the right, you'll begin to see the head shape beyond the pail. If you look at the handle of the dipper, that's the tail. And then just below the body, you'll see the stars, which outline the legs. It's a fairly large constellation. And a lot of knowledge has been lost about, you know, some of the stories and how we use that constellation. But one thing we do know is that in the early evening, just as the sun goes down, we can go out and find the fisher. And we can tell by the position of that constellation if we're in the middle of fall, or if we're getting towards the end of fall. We can tell by the position of that constellation what time of the year it's in. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it revolves around the North Star. In our language, we call that Giwe Denung, which means, it's a complex word. Giwe Den means north. But if you look at that word a little bit deeper, Giwe means to go home. So Giwe Denung, the going home star. And I believe that the North Star got that name or the direction got that name, because Native people used that as a way to get home. It was like a navigational beacon for traveling at nighttime. So we call the north Giwaydin, the going home direction, Giwaydinung, the going home star.
Hmm. How are you seeing, I'm assuming as a professor, a teacher, you're sharing these stories, this knowledge with your students. How are you seeing it impact their understanding of Ojibwe culture, or even non-Ojibwe, non-Native people? How are you seeing it just kind of light people up?
I've been teaching this course for the last few years at Leech Lake Tribal College in the springtime. And it's usually a full class every time we've had that class. And people were very enthusiastic about it, because not only are they learning a little bit about science, because I also integrate some of the Western science into the class as well, but they're also learning something about who they are as Anishinaabe people. They're learning something about their ancestral knowledge. And when you can go up in the sky and look up into the stars and all of a sudden those stories pop into your head, it's a very empowering feeling, I believe.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I was going to ask you about your son's naming ceremony. There was something significant about the naming ceremony of your son.
Oh, yeah. So, this teacher I told you about, Tobasanikwa, who taught me about the word Gijik. In 2005, I passed tobacco to him and asked him if he would do a naming ceremony for my son. And he accepted my tobacco. And he goes, yes, I will work on dreaming the name for your son. And so it didn't take him very long to find the name. And then he called us up and like, we have to have the ceremony. He was really urgently, we have to get it done. And he was going to come all the way down from Winnipeg just to do the ceremony, all the way down to Bemidji. So on a blistery cold day in March, we all gathered at my house, and he revealed the name. And the name was Gijiba Gijik. So Gijiba means to move in a circle. And of course, Gijik means sky. And so the way he interpreted that name was revolving sky, because when we go outside, we see that the stars rise in the east and they make a circular pattern through the sky and they make their way to the west. So the sky appears to revolve around us. I like telling this story in my science classes because, you know, this contradicts Western science, which says, well, the sky's not revolving. It's the Earth spinning on its axis. So it's an optical illusion. Which one's right, which one is wrong? And what I tell my students is that they're both right. You know, that is a different Western science is a different perspective. But also from an Anishinaabe perspective, you know, we believe that everything comes from the east. The sun rises in the east, the moon rises, the stars, our dreams come from the east. And through our lifetime, we come through the east and we make our way to the west. So when we pass away, we believe we go to the western horizon. That is our reality according to our cultural ways. Again, it contradicts Western science, but, you know, it's both of these ways of knowing fortify our lives.
Absolutely. Were you into astronomy before?
No, actually, I don't have any formal Western training in Western astronomy.
Is there a place that people can go to find more star stories of Native people? And I know that they differ with different groups of Native people around the world, but is there a place where the stories are being collected?
Yeah, there's a few people that are doing star knowledge too, Anishinaabe star knowledge. Annette Lee is doing some programming around teacher education. Wilford Buck up in Winnipeg, more of a Cree Ojibwe perspective. Carl Gaboy living over in Duluth. He's an elder from Boyce Fort. Hmm. He's actually written a book called Talking Sky, talking about the star constellation. So yeah, that knowledge is starting to emerge again.
No kidding. I remember, a long time ago, you had something on Facebook. It was just a random question, like, what do you do when you feel down or something? It was just a random question. And at the time, I responded and said, I just go outside at night and look up. Mm-hmm. But now that I know all this other knowledge that you've shared with the world, it just changes so much about my feeling of connection to not only the universe, but people.
Mm-hmm.
It's so amazing. Thanks for being inspired and running with this quest for new knowledge.
Well, Miigwech, thank you very much.
Yeah. That's Michael Wasagejig Price. He's making a difference. So thank you for coming in.
Oh, Miigwech.